We are just learning that a deadly virus from the Middle East has turned up for the very first time right here in the United States. It's called MERS.
The Centers for Disease Control looking for anyone who may have had contact with an Illinois man now believed to be the first MERS infection transmitted in the U.S.
Serious new warnings from disease specialists on the potentially deadly virus that's made its way into America.
And what's interesting is that this is such a new disease that all of these tests that they do, I mean, we're watching the sausages get made. You know, this is new to them.
It's been all over the 24-hour news channels, and it's hard to keep up with new and emerging diseases. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're giving you straight answers about MERS.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine comes from UK Healthcare, recently designated a comprehensive stroke center by the Joint Commission, the highest honor they bestow and the only institution in Lexington to receive this designation. Details, ukhealthcare.uky.edu.
Because of all the conflicting information out there, I recently spoke with Dr. Craig Humbaugh, state epidemiologist, about MERS.
Well, MERS stands for Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, and this is a coronavirus that causes this particular infection. It's endemic, or the word endemic simply means it's being found in the Middle East, and that's why it was given its name. Why is it important to Kentuckians? Well, it's important because we live in a global society, and we're only one plane flight away from other countries, and the same thing with folks who live in other countries. They're one plane flight away from the United States.
The symptoms of MERS are a cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, diarrhea, and a fever of over 100.4 degrees. Dr. Humbaugh explains that it's unlikely that any Kentuckians will contract this disease, but if they do, it can be quite serious.
Unfortunately, of the identified, over 500 or so identified cases worldwide, about 30% of them have been fatal. But it may be that we have not been identifying milder cases of the disease, and at this point there is not any vaccination, although that's something that CDC is certainly looking into, and treatment is simply symptomatic.
The bottom line, there are some common sense things we can do to prevent MERS.
We really don't know how yet that MERS is transmitted, so the scientists are not sure of the transmission mechanism. But what we do know is that it's mainly been found to be transmitted in either household settings or in healthcare settings and not in the community setting. But on the other hand, to be on the safe side, we recommend that folks wash their hands well, that they not touch their mouth or nose with unwashed hands, that they cough or sneeze into their elbows, and that they, you know, stay away from sick folks or stay at home when they're sick. And those are just good practices, good public health practices, hygiene practices to use anyway.
With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.